June 7th, 2004. Ah, I'm done. It's been 3 months of nonstop go, go, go. I'm sitting in the Häagen-Dazs on Nanling, the Golden Mile Road, having a coffee and watching Shanghai walk by. They have huge glass windows. I did the mad tourist thing today. I went to the Shanghai Museum, saw awesome bronze porcelain and jade. Then the Jade Buddha Monastery. The Jade Buddha was very nice, white. The French town had great baguette sandwich and strawberry milkshake. Walked around the shopping street there. Then the Yuyuan Gardens and Bazaar, which is the old town. And finally, a walk on the Bund, which overlooks the river and the new Pudong, the high-rise district, as well as the old banks and financial institutions on the left. Ah, I'm more than ready to fly home tomorrow. Shanghai is in major building mode. You see the high-rises replacing the old buildings everywhere. Someone told me it rivaled Manhattan. Let's not get carried away. That's why you have to go places to see for yourself. Cool vibe here. Different districts, millions, literally, of Chinese walking around in Western dress. A major modern city. Well, that's it. Next stop, Kamchatka. Well, Shanghai was a very short trip for me, I guess just about a day. What I remember is flying in, and the airport is in Pudong, the new area, and just being pretty amazed at the high rises there and all the modernness of these buildings, you know, high rises to match anything in Manhattan and very modern, and yeah, then the next day I just, you know, did the museum, which was cool, and just walked around Shanghai. And I remember I went to dinner and had a it's chicken. It's some famous chicken where they chop it up in front of you and you wrap it up in rice tortillas, if that's a word, and plum jam. And darn it, I'm forgetting the name, but man, it was good. And then I remember I got a foot massage there, and I've never been in so much pain in my life. I mean, I cringe just thinking about it. I mean, it felt good afterwards, but I think only because she stopped inflicting pain on me. Shanghai, you see Pudong. And by the way, my dad has a friend from college, Al Steiner, who worked for HP, and he was a GM of one of the divisions at HP. And he went over to Shanghai, I would assume, in the mid-80s or something like that. And he said that was literally Pudong was rice paddies. So it is just amazing to see the growth. And I remember walking around the French town there, and there's some huge high rise going up, you know, in the middle of a neighborhood. And you could just tell that things were changing real fast. And I'm sure if I went back now, it'd be twice the size. But I remember walking around on the Bund, which is by the river, and they have all these old English finance buildings, because it was a colony, I guess. And then there's this major street, I guess that Ninglang or whatever, Nanling, and it was lit up like Vegas with neon. That was pretty cool. I didn't expect to see that. And you could see the modernity coming into play, like Häagen-Dazs ice cream place, you know, and glass windows and all that. And I remember, you know, women would come up to you and try to scam you, you know, like want to talk to you and, you know, take advantage of the lonely traveler. And so I was wise to their ways, so didn't fall for any of that. But anyway, quick short trip to Shanghai, and then I flew home, and I guess I was pretty tired. It was go from when I flew into Bangkok, and I just went all over Southeast Asia and India and Himalayas and Mongolia and China, and I was I guess I was ready to go home. So next up for me was a 1 month break in Reno again. And I remember seeing my grandpa, and remember we went on a hike to Lake Winnemucca in the Sierras with mom, dad, and one of their friends. And then I went to my buddy Justin Sheen, his wedding in Minnesota. And I remember we drank the vodka I got at the duty free in Shanghai because I couldn't convert my money. Another international scam. And then I spent a couple weeks with my dad in Alaska. My dad's from Alaska, and he has a cabin on a lake. And he's constantly going up there every summer to fix up the cabin. And I helped him. He wanted to put the cabin had been moved in the 80s. He put it on. He bought some land on a lake north of Wasilla, and it was on wood slabs, skids. And it had sat. So I helped him put a foundation under the house. We dug holes and got cement and mixed it and put in a foundation from the bottom up. And so I spent time with him up there, which was good. And by the way, I just spoke to my dad now. He's up in Alaska, and the whole cabin is – he's got nothing else to do. He's got electricity, sewage, water, a deck, the whole thing. So he's going to have to buy a new cabin and fix it up. But so next up for me was Russia. And my dad drove me to the airport and in Anchorage, and not the main airport. It was off to the side, I remember. And you could see these babushkas smoking cigarettes outside, and those turned out to be the flight attendants. And I remember getting on an old Soviet era plane. They were still flying those. That was their airlines, Kamchatka Air or whatever it was called. And you're looking out at the window at these engines that are like from the 70s. They look a little different than engines today. And anyway, flew to Kamchatka, and we'll talk about that on my next entry.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.